A great game was set up yesterday or overnight after Michael Clarke declared early, setting England a fairly plausible task to win. In the end, though, it came to nothing, the umpire suspending the test due to bad light. The ABC's cricket commentator Jim Maxwell has been covering the Ashes series for us and for the ABC. Jim, hello again. Jim, a 3-0 loss, but a pretty sensational end to this series nevertheless.
Yes, it looked like England were going to snitch the game. It was a fairly generous declaration, 227 off 44 overs. Peterson scored the fastest 50 in Ashes history. And at the other end, we had an extraordinary effort from Trott, who was guiding England along, and they were going merrily towards this target when the light meter came out, and because the umpires are committed to stick by the rules and regulations regarding the light, they don't have any room to move when it comes to that, as they used to before these rules came into play. They could offer the light to one team or the other. And so, unfortunately, for the fans in particular, with another 21 needed and four overs remaining, the game was called off. Now, in terms of the match, Australia had made all the running, so I think the result was only fair, given that Michael Clarke had lost a day to rain and was trying really to drag something out at the end of the series to give Australia some solace before they got to Brisbane in 3 months' time.
But, yes, he made that. He made a fairly heroic declaration that the score he set England to run was always going to be possible. After doing that in a fairly sporting gesture, Michael Clarke was then arguing with the umpires they should call it quits for light. England feels like they were robbed. How's the Australian team feel about all this?
I think they feel that they've done what they can in this game and in a few other matches in the series without getting the result that they could have. But particularly at Old Trafford, that was the disappointing game where they had England on the run and the rain wiped the game out. They had a good chance a week ago at Durham and didn't finish the game off, and they almost snicked the win out at the Trent Bridge. So it was a series of what might have been for Australia, and pretty close, really. There's not much between the two teams. Now, whether you take much from this going into the first test of the game in 3 months is arguable, because England will be refreshed and Australia will still be looking for their number six batsman. But things are looking up. It's been a pretty good series without the quality, I think, of 2005 or 2009. Mm. But every match has had some spice in it, and there was plenty of that today.
There sure was. Jim Maxwell, thank you so much for joining us today, and right through the Ashes series, we've appreciated it.